what we're talking about Khabib had an impact on him. Let's go get into this clip.
And I saw Khabib fight his last fight, right? And something really caught my attention when
to have a true belief in one guy as I know now was Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Like Muslims, nobody's perfect, but religion like Islam is perfect.
That was really cool. The first part had me teary-eyed, and the second part had me smiling the whole time.
No, man, when I heard it, it would break me. And until this day, man.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
You're coming, so you gotta tell people you're coming as well.
We got the location, so inshallah we're gonna accept the invitation and come down.
Inshallah, please come down.
This is the danger. This is the danger. This is the danger.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. I'm Eddie, your host, and my next guest, Sheikh Abdul Wahab, was born and raised in the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He commenced his studies at the age of 10 in Toronto, Canada, where he went on to memorize the entire verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran. He completed his memorization of the Holy Quran by the tender age of 13. And then he went on to study in the 7-year intensive Islamic Sharia program in Toronto, Canada. And he continued his research and studies in and up until today, where he is the co-founder and instructor of Miftah Institute. Let's bring on our next guest, Mufti Abdul Wahab. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa salaam to Allah barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I can't complain. JazakAllah khair for having us on the show.
So we're going to be talking. It's going to revolve around someone. You know, I'll just start it off with, I really went away because that's what I've been doing for some time now, you know, teaching martial arts. And I went on to study Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But I kind of went away from watching a lot of these, you know, a lot of this fighting and stuff like that, the UFC and whatnot. But then I had some family members. They invited me to watch one of these fights. And they were like, you got to check out this guy. His name is Khabib. I didn't know who he was. But then what intrigued me was, and they knew I would get excited after I saw what they already saw him doing. And that was after one of his fights, he made sajda shukr, right? For those that I know, he was taking the highest part of man and he was bowing down. You know, a lot of these fighters, they're just like, you know, praising themselves, all about the ego. But he humbled himself and he put his forehead on the ground. And then he was like raising his hand up and saying, Alhamdulillah, I'll pray. This is like hallelujah. All praise to the creator of the heavens and the earth. And I was like, Alhamdulillah. Wow. And that really got me excited, and you know, to kind of, you know, learn more about him. And then I started sharing that, some of these things, with the Muslim community. And that's kind of how I got started there. Yourself?
I mean, I think, you know, for me and for us, I'm not sure if we were, or if I am a fan of the martial arts community or even, you know, watching any fights. But similar to your story, just the enthusiasm that this brother brings within his career through the lens of his religion. It's an embodiment that teaches us that regardless of what your career is, regardless of what you are doing from 9 to 5, it can still in so many ways be a form of da'wah. And the beauty of da'wah is that it's not always direct. It's not always extremely vocal and in front of you. A lot of times da'wah is such that it happens in ways that are subtle. But those subtle ways of da'wah can sometimes be the strongest ways of pulling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to becoming better humans. And I feel like in every generation, there are individuals that perhaps might not be scholars or imams. I'm not saying that only scholars or imams can be forms of inspiration. But we also have people such as the likes of the great Muhammad Ali rahimahullah, or the likes of Junayn Jamshid rahimahullah, who used to be a musician and he changed his life in different ways and he became an inspiration to many. And in our time, one of those personalities may be our brother Khabib Nurmagomedov, where through the skills and talent that Allah has given him, he uses that to refer back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I find it quite interesting about Eddie and everyone for that, that's watching, that a lot of times when we're able to be given something, and when we reach a certain level of superiority or excellence in our fields, many a times we refer that excellence back to our education, our families, our culture, ourselves, right? أَنَا عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي, something that Qarun used to say, that I have received that which I have received because of myself. It's not because of anyone else. But some individuals are such that when they reach that new height, they reference it back to their deen, that it was my religion or this tradition that taught me this discipline. It was this tradition that taught me how to be respectful to my co-workers. It was this tradition that taught me how to be humble, even at the moments of great success, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered into the conquest of Mecca. So just to understand that this was a city that his grandfather had built. Him and his companions are persecuted for years, 13 years. They are forced to leave. He comes back after 8 years. And now he's coming back as the person who's been given the keys of the city. But his head is so low, not walking with the shoulders high and his chest broad, is with the utmost humility that a person can absolutely possess and externalize. So for me, it was, and for I think a lot of us, especially the Muslim audience that's watching, and even the non-Muslim audience that's watching, a lot of us were attracted to him, not only because of his excellence on the mats, it was because of his character that he embodied pre and post the fights. And you can only fake it for so long that, you know, alhamdulillah, or no, it has to be real. It has to be genuine. And then that genuine love becomes contagious. If it's not genuine, and if it's per se fake, though it can have an effect, and we should still try our best. The Prophet taught us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you can't cry, then you fake it. إِلَّمْ تَبْكِي تَبَاكُ. So the idea is that his love and his level of enthusiasm and him prioritizing that form of life was something that is contagious. And it benefited everyone. It sent shockwaves through believers that if he can do it, not if he can be 29-0, because not all of us can be that. Not all of us will be questioned for that. But all of us can be humble. All of us can be kind. All of us can be loving. All of us can repel evil with good, right? To whatever level and extent that we can. So I guess perhaps it was that realm of his and that aura of his that attracted the most of us. I'm not saying that, some of the fights that we watched, some of my friends have me recorded. They recorded me while he won. And those recordings can't get out because, you know, we were really into him winning and his victory was great for us. It's not, it's not a badr. But it just feels good that our believer, our brother, is able to also not only receive victory in the akhirah, but also receive some form of victory in dunya, though we know that it's a smaller victory. And the greater victory will be the victory of the akhirah that we all are striving for. So that was the inspiration behind even being introduced to Habib. It was never, I don't think it was ever a dream or a plan to be able to host him, but that's part of, inshallah, the journey of everyone getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah.
Sorry if I went on too long. I apologize.
No, not at all. So I want to get your reaction to a couple of these clips. So this is exactly what we're talking about. So the next clip you're going to see, this is a clip of somebody. I'm going to show you two. One, and then you'll also, for the audience, you'll see some of the things that he discusses about Islam, prayer, one God, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to get into these clips and just get your short reaction to it, so people can also get a feel for what we're actually talking about. So this next clip here is from a Mexican cartel member, okay? This is post him being accepting. He actually accepted Islam. And this, what we're talking about Khabib, had an impact on him. Let's go get into this clip.
And I saw Khabib fight his last fight, right? And something really caught my attention when... when at the end of his fight,
alhamdulillah, everything God gave me,
he would always give glory to God, you know.
First of all, I want to say thank you for God. God is number one. Other things is nothing. Alhamdulillah.
And I started looking up because the only thing I knew about Islam was that they, like what the West showed you, what they try to teach you about it, like that they're a bunch of terrorists. When I started hearing the recitations of the Holy Quran, like my heart was looking for something real, man. When I heard it, it would break me. And until this day, man.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفؤا أحد.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother Khabib.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
What's the number one most important thing for you and should be for everyone, Khabib?
Number one important, most important for us, stay connected with God. You always have to pray, you always have to stay humble and stay focused and stay connected with God.
What happens for you, Khabib, when Ramadan comes around?
When come Ramadan, this is everything for me. I don't think about fight. I have to say Ramadan because I believe in one God. This is my religion. Religion for me, number one.
What's your plans now, Khabib?
Keep going and make history, inshallah.
Khabib, do you feel that anybody can stop you?
When Allah with you, nobody can stop you.
What do you want to say, Khabib? What's perfect?
Nobody in religion is like in Muslims, nobody's perfect. But religion, like Islam, is perfect.
What else you want to say, Khabib, for the Deen Show audience?
Without God, we cannot do nothing. Everything is nothing. You know, number one, believe on your one God.
Thank you, Khabib. This was fun. Nice having you. But we're looking forward to having you on the real show, the Deen Show. What do you say, brother? Let's do it. Send me the location.
Just send me location. Thank you so much, guys.
This is the take it away, Shay.
That was really cool. The first part had me teary-eyed, and the second part had me smiling the whole time.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
It was really cool how you guys did that and put that together. But I've never seen that clip of that Mexican brother breaking down because of his reaction to Khabib. Turning back to Allah after his fights and just saying Alhamdulillah. It's unique. Sometimes it's the smallest things that can have the biggest form of da'wah. It's the smallest things. Just saying Alhamdulillah. Just saying Assalamu alaikum. Just saying Jazakallahu khair. Whatever it may be, there's a lot of power in these things. Doing sajda has a lot of power, albeit we should be careful perhaps in where we pray. So making sure people don't feel uncomfortable, but praying in places that people can see us also has an effect on them. It pulls them towards, there's a magnetic force in the purity of prayer. There's a magnetic force in the purity of Quran. There's a magnetic force in the purity of Allah, right? In Allah tayyib, Allah is pure. So whenever we have any of those pure elements within us, it doesn't attract people to us because of our personalities. We are all dull people. It attracts people to us because of that purity. And if we lose that purity, then we have nothing left, right? The honor of a believer is dependent and contingent upon him honoring his religion. So that's a few thoughts on that beautiful video. And I can imagine there's probably so many more people who've just seen his videos and felt closer towards Islam and closer towards God. And reminds me of Malcolm X, the rahimahullah, and even Muhammad Ali. People used to just pull towards Islam through different ways and different crowds, perhaps not the crowds that we're all a part of. It hits a different wavelength, right?
I'll give you another example. Probably there's so many out there, but these are just ones that I could testify to. That was one. Another one, this is actually one of my students.
Muslim brothers who are listening up there, look how important and how eloquently Brother Reggie is mentioning this. He was going to a jiu-jitsu classes run by Brother Eddie and the Muslims there, and he saw the Muslims, they took a break and they were praying. And Brother Reggie was watching them. So first and foremost, we should not be shy. When the time for prayer comes, we should pray. Who knows, other people can be watching and get motivated. Number two, Brother Reggie, you said that you got motivated by Brother Khabib. He does not swear. When he won, directly he bowed down and he thanked the Creator, right?
Yes. Yes, yes. All the time.
So it's really important. We should not be shy. It doesn't matter how high, how low, wherever that we are. We should never be shy to convey the beautiful faith of Islam. Not just by our words, but also by our actions.
And he got to see us, the context of it was he got to see Muslims praying. He'd see us praying, you know, in my academy. We'd stop over, you know, to the side, you know, we make salah. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. We got to go. We got to stop all the fun and games. It's time to connect with your creator. So he would see that.
In the academy, my Muslim brothers were praying.
And then he would also, you know, ask some questions. He would meet some other Muslims and they would give him some things to read, et cetera, et cetera. But he's not Muslim yet. And it comes to this now. Check this out.
It was exciting. But the main thing that really brought my attention and how much peace that one can have in their life. And to have a true belief in one God as I know now was brother Habib Nurmagomedov, in UFC fighter, you know.
Oh, brother Khabib, right?
Yes. That has brought me to where I am now. Even though I'm a Roman Catholic, there was something missing. You know, there was something missing. So I guess that I'm older now, I can go my own path, and I believe that this is the path and the journey that I should take. And is this the way that Habib carries himself? You know, he's always given praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I always give praise. And he would say, inshallah, if according to Allah's will, that he'll be victorious. Here, a victory. And how he's humble and in Dakistan and his father, you know, teaching young kids and taking care of the community and other Muslim brothers, you know, coming together and embracing and it's beautiful.
Go ahead, Shay, take it away. What do you think? What are your reactions? Another example.
I'm just glad that you're able to grab these clips. I'm at first time seeing these clips as well, and you understand that these clips just confirm your thoughts that what we do and what is seen by people around us, though it's not direct da'wah, it has an effect, and hence is the responsibility that falls upon every one of us to show the purest image of our religion. And I like what Khabib said, the clip that you played, where he mentioned, is anyone perfect? He said, no one is perfect, but the religion is perfect, right? اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. That this is the day that I have perfected and completed this way of life. There is no other way of life that is perfect in every level, at a societal level, at a political level, at a personal level, at a communal level. It's a perfect way of life, but all of us are flawed, so we may have certain defects. That doesn't take away from the beauty of our religion. And someone like that who's been given so much success in this world in his own career, it's very easy for that to get to your head. You know, even small forms of success can get to someone's head. And I think from what we can see, and mashallah, from our interactions with them and the team, like, there are people who are still very humble, and we can see from their videos, they're still connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connected to the people. And that was one of the main reasons that we even wanted to host Khabib, is in bring him to the States. Is really, I mean, he comes here all the time. It's also because we want our audience, our youth, Muslims and non-Muslims, to see that this person reached Mount Rushmore of his career. Like, he reached the top, the pinnacle, the epitome of it. But he connected that level of success to Allah. Alhamdulillah, inshallah. Though, you know, and brother Eddie, you fight, man. You can tell, you work out, you do your thing, mashallah. I mean, sometimes even, you know, at our own level, it can be like, oh man, I can do it myself. I have enough strength. I have enough energy. I have enough talent. But for him to keep referring back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great form of da'wah. And now people in our communities, our circles, know about him, right? So it's our job to take it from there and move it forward. The baton has been passed on to us. He has planted the seed of da'wah in people's minds and hearts. And it's our responsibility within our own circles to fertilize that seed by watering it, right? And let that plant grow. And hopefully people turn towards Islam or turn towards Islam in due time, but also become better people in their own ways. Those are my reflections on those videos. I mean, there's so much more that can be said about Khabib's effect on society as a whole. I don't think there is a Muslim athlete who has a stronger impact in the world than Khabib, especially in regards to them embodying religion. I mean, there are many athletes that are out there that, mashallah, affect people, but specifically in this way, I don't think there's many people like that.
Yeah, this is actually one of his team members here. I don't know if you...
Look who's here, our brother. Good to see you, brother.
This is
my brother. How you doing?
Yeah, so you mentioned team members. Yeah, actually,
my brother is one.
Yeah, you. I don't know if you met.
He was in your gym. Mashallah.
Yeah, he was training there. He was with us for some time there in Chicago, and actually, he was supposed to. You know, I wanted to make sure because him also, he's someone you don't get to see training much. But he was somebody, this is for people don't know, he's like, you know, a beast himself. He was somebody, well, that's what we say, somebody who's really tough, you know what I mean? So I trained with him personally, and I was about to, I didn't want to in the beginning, but I was about to, I just wanted him because for those that know about Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, one part of it is self-defense is so important. So I was going over, you know, much of the self-defense, headlock, escape, this, that, and the other, and I wanted him to, because I felt he was held back. I was going to promote him to the next level, but he ended up leaving Chicago. And that, so that was something real interesting. But so now in that video, in the first one, Khabib said, send the location. He sent the location now. So let's talk about that before we conclude of the location that you guys, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, you guys were able to go ahead and put this event together. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the event was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the event to take place, inshallah, with ease. The idea to bring him is to bring people towards you know, a good call, a good da'wah, a good initiative, and for all of us to benefit at whatever level, and there's some goodness that comes from it. It's not simply to gather people. It's not simply to build hype. That happens by default. It's to benefit one another, inshallah, and that's the goal. Inshallah, he will be coming. This is the first time he's done something like this in North America. So inshallah, hopefully people are able to come. They're able to enjoy it. They're able to benefit. They're able to see him, you know, close up and in person, and benefit from his story and his career and where he is now. And throughout this career, the only variable that has not changed is his religion, right? Other things have changed. And that's the most important common denominator that keeps you at a level of success and at a level of contentment. So hopefully, inshallah, the event is taking place at our campus in Michigan, near Detroit, Michigan. The city is called Warren. And it will be taking place. Alhamdulillah, we have an auditorium that fits about 2,000 people. It's almost sold out. I think we have a few hundred tickets left. So if you want to come on site, you can go ahead and purchase tickets on our website, miftah.org/Khabib. And we also have opened up, because people were asking, the online viewing, if they could watch the entire event online. Alhamdulillah, that's also been done. So you can also join online, just watch and just be a part of the event. I believe is something which is almost historical, like we're to be able to host him at one of our own events and allow ourselves to speak to him in a way that we can kind of get to know him at a personal level. And inshallah, we'll have other things as well. There'll be other small lectures, other few, you know, Quran recitations and poems that are recited to keep everyone emotionally and spiritually, to benefit everyone emotionally and spiritually, inshallah. So, I was probably the most excited when they decided to come. I know everyone in the team is excited, everyone in Michigan is excited, and everyone in America is excited. But, you know, personally, I'm very excited to be able to be part of this event, simply because we can see him and speak to him and benefit from him. And hopefully he's able to see what we are doing in our country, in America, that even in America, hopefully there are people that are trying their best to preserve their deen. So he's able to see that, inshallah, and we're able to have a good back and forth. And inshallah, it can be a relationship that continues to grow. And that's the goal.
Alhamdulillah, rabbil
alamin. You're coming. So you got to tell people you're coming as well.
Yeah, inshallah. Look forward to, inshallah, being there with you guys. And we got the location. So inshallah, we're going to accept the invitation and come down.
Inshallah. Please come down at the Miftah campus. Tuesday, February 25th is the date. You put that in your calendar. It's a Tuesday. If you're from Chicago, Ohio, or even New York, it's a close flight. It's not that, and it's a close drive. Come down, enjoy the event together. Inshallah, we'll have, you know, hopefully a beautiful event in every aspect. May everyone that's watching, pray for the event, that it goes well, goes smooth. Ameen. No one gets sick. Everyone stays safe. You know, those are things that we're also worrying about. Everyone is able to come with ease and leave with ease. Families are able to enjoy. There's babysitting that's available. There's food that will be there. All of it in one place, inshallah. So if you can't come on site, come online, inshallah. JazakAllah khair, Brother Eddie, for hosting me, giving me the opportunity to speak about the event and our journey. And inshallah, I'm sure that we will be seeing each other more often, inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah reward you. JazakAllah khair. Thank you very much for being with us. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Thank you, Khabib. This was fun. Nice having you. But we're looking forward to having you on the real show, the Deen Show. What do you say, brother? Let's do it. Send me the location.
Just send me location. Thank you so much, guys. This is-